want to know of your sacrifice. We want to know of your resurrection and ascension. We want to know of your desire to return. We principally want to know of your affections for your bride. Bridegroom, you are zealous for your bride. We thank you that you have redeemed us and made us new. That you have called us forth from brokenness and treachery and sin. And you have allowed us to enter into the courts that we might speak and look to your Father. That we would be united in the Trinity, so glorious that you would call us forth. We thank you. This is such a high knowledge to be loved by God. It is our everything. Jesus, we have nothing apart from you. Without you, we are wretched, living a life unto death. But through you, God, we can die to self and live for you. Just repent of making much of myself, that I would go about my days in making much of who I am, boasting in my ambitions, and says that you would make us a people that would boast in you, that would make much of your Son, Father, that we would be ones that would echo the cry of Paul's heart, that we would know Christ and Him crucified, that our days would be about a purpose, making much of the Son of Heaven. This is the only reason for life. For truly you are life, God. We thank you for the revelation of the Son. We thank you for the revelation of what He's done. Thank you for the revelation that again He's gonna come back for us. This is so glorious, God. How glorious is it that you would love us? We just repent of any other lovers that we have in our hearts that would be robbing us of this one knowledge, this one truth. Everything else that exalts itself above God shall surely one day fall. We ask that you would tear down all the idols in our hearts. Tear down all the idols in our minds. Tear down all the idols in our midst. That we would be a people about one cause. You have called us your high priest, ministers to God. That it is from being a priest that we do anything. Everything we do comes from a position of priesthood now before you. We are but ministers to God. Now through Jesus, we are but ministers. Thank you, this is glorious. This knowledge is glorious. We are ministers. Everything we do comes from a place of ministering to your heart. Whether that offering is pleasing or dissatisfying, we are but ministers. So God, teach us to be ones that would count the cost and lay it all down. Truly, you laid down your life for us. What then is the cost for us? We give up death. We die to selves and we get life. Blessing in you. Consecration now, therefore, is a blessing and a privilege. Condition our hearts that we might press in and press under consecration. That we would be ministers who would not do it for the glamour in the wardrobe, but that we would do it so as to see you. Make us ones that we would be persistent after seeking your presence. God, your presence is everything to us now. There is nothing as satisfying. There is nothing that is as glorious as your presence. We have tasted and seen. Nothing compares to your beauty. Nothing compares to you. God, I repent of vanity and pride. I repent of making much of myself. Turn from my wicked ways. I repent for my city, that my city would be seeking after riches and glory and honor that is bound to this life alone. I repent for my city, for the sins therein, and ask that you would have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on us. We ask, God, for the mercy of your Spirit to come and make known to us the glory of Jesus Christ. I ask for the mercy that your Holy Spirit would come and make much of Jesus Christ in my heart. It is merciful that you would come and reveal yourself to us. It is but mercy that you would come and make yourself known to us. Have mercy on us, God. Come and reveal Jesus to our hearts. We are desirous of this one thing. That he would be made known in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come. Fill our hearts. We desire you. No, we absolutely require you. Life is founded upon you. In you and through you we have our being, and our movement is in you. Our sustenance is in you. You give life and you take it. So God, we give you our lives. Would you take it? Make your Son glorified through us. Jesus, might you be glorified in our lives, in our sacrifice of laying it all down. For our reward is you. What a great reward we have to lay down our lives and to receive Christ. A lover was asked to give everything for his beloved. Surely he would count all that he gave. But nothing in comparison of having the one in whom he loves. We love you, glorious one. Glorious one of heaven, we love you. We count everything but nothing in comparison to you. Everything is nothing. It is but rubbish. What is it to own the cattle on a thousand hills and mansions and kingdoms? But to lose our souls. Instead, give up our kingdoms to make your kingdom known. We lay it down for you, Jesus. Come, sit upon the throne of our hearts and rule accordingly. That you would have preeminence in our midst. That your glory would radiate. Lay down lovers who've sold everything for you. It's for you, and by you, and through you, and only in you that we have our strength and that we move. So Holy Spirit, I ask you in the name of Jesus, come and touch our hearts.
Thank you. Jesus.
sacrifice of praise is the mention of your name, Lord. When my hope, my song, my sacrifice of praise is Christ crucified for me. When my strength, my boast, my sacrifice of receive your redemption, Father God, through this
accepting of your mercy, Father God, accepting of your forgiveness, Father God, that we would begin to walk in new levels of grace, Father. Father God, that you would show your church, Father God, that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by your Spirit, God. Lord, we just declare tonight, Father God, that we are your vessels of mercy, Father God, that we cannot do anything of good on our own, Father God. But we subject ourselves to the authority of Christ, Father God. Lord, we submit to the authority that's in your kingdom, Father God. That we rule as sons and daughters of your throne, Father God, inheritors, Father God. We proclaim our divine inheritance in you, God. And not in any works that we have done, Father God, but only the work of Jesus. It's by his blood, Father God, that we come before you tonight, God, that we even stand in your presence, God. It's by him that we have freedom and liberty, Father God, to proclaim your name, Father God, worship you, Lord, to raise up tabernacles, God, that we can have the Holy Spirit, Father God, interacting with us, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask for humility, Father God, and for this city, God, for ourselves, Father God, for our churches. Lord, that you would just show us what it means, Father God, to be meek, Father God. Be the inheritors of your kingdom, Father God, to make ourselves low, Father God, to esteem others higher than us, Father.
Jesus, would you give us a revelation of the cross? We never graduate from learning of your sacrifice. We never move on. So would you have mercy and give us knowledge of the sacrifice that you gave on behalf of your beloved. Give us a revelation of the cross, Jesus. Repent. sin of any false humility. It's rooted in self-pity, and we repent of any pride. It's rooted in valuing self over others and you. We ask, God, through the revelation of this cross, that we would begin to look and know upon love. That from learning of love, which is the giving of everything that one has for the benefit of another, that we would be freed from any false humility and pride. It is but selfish idolatry, and it is not what you require. You require a broken and contrite heart. For you do not reveal yourself to the proud, but you reveal yourself to the humble and lowly. Give us meekness. Give us meekness. Make us a people that are lowly, taking the lowest seat for you. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, God. You are our everything. We love you. Give us a revelation of the cross and make us people of meekness.